A refill for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund died in the Senate. A recession is beginning to look likely. And McDonald's found a buyer for its Russian restaurants. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm Jonathan Mays, Editor-in-Chief of Restaurant Business. The U.S. Senate refused to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, a $48 billion COVID relief bill, including another $40 billion for restaurants that didn't receive grants last year to offset lost funds due to the pandemic, could not get enough support to overcome a filibuster. In so doing, the Senate killed the prospect of additional relief, which the National Restaurant Association said would be a devastating blow to thousands of restaurants. The Independent Restaurant Coalition said more than half of more than 177,000 restaurants that didn't receive the funds last year will end up closing.
Is a recession inevitable? More people think so. Wells Fargo CEO Charlie Scharf told the Wall Street Journal this week that it will be hard to avoid some kind of recession, and CEOs are increasingly pessimistic about the state of the economy, according to a survey published this week by the Conference Board. Concerns about a recession come as the U.S. Federal Reserve continues to raise interest rates aggressively to combat inflation. Many think it will be difficult for the Fed to achieve that without pushing the economy into a slowdown.
McDonald's has a deal to sell its Russia restaurants. The burger giant, which owns most of the chain's 847 locations in the country, said it has agreed to sell its restaurants to Alexander Govor, a licensee who operates 25 McDonald's locations in Siberia. McDonald's is planning to de-arch its restaurants, though Govor has agreed to keep workers employed and corporate employees on the payroll until the deal is finalized, expected in a few weeks. McDonald's temporarily closed the restaurants in March over Russia's invasion of Ukraine and has decided to exit the market completely.
Sweet Chick, a five-unit chicken and waffles chain, received a $5 million investment from the parent company of Chopped Creative Salad Company, the company announced Thursday. The minority stake from Founders Table Restaurant Group will fuel Sweet Chick's expansion in New York City, Los Angeles, and beyond, the chain said. With the investment, Founders Table CEO Nick Marsh joined Sweet Chick's board. Sweet Chick began 9 years ago as a full-service restaurant, but shifted into a fast-casual model during the pandemic. Founder and CEO John Seymour said that going forward, all new locations will operate under that model.
Fast-growing Hawaiian plate lunch concept Hawaiian Bros Island Grill named Breck Templeton CFO, the change announced Thursday. Templeton most recently served as chief financial officer for SPB Hospitality, parent company of J. Alexander's Restaurant, Logan's Roadhouse, and more. He also spent more than a decade with Landry's Restaurants. Templeton will focus on raising capital to fuel Hawaiian Bros growth. Hawaiian Brothers was founded in 2017 and now has 30 units, with plans to open another 15 locations this year. All but two restaurants have drive-thrus.
Chili's is launching a restaurant training program for military members. The casual dining chain is partnering with SkillBridge, a program backed by the Department of Defense and offered through the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. Through SkillBridge, military members can spend their final 12 weeks in the service training to become a certified shift leader at Chili's. The chain said the program will serve as a pipeline to get strong leaders into its restaurants. Its first class of SkillBridge participants will start June 2nd.
Wow Bao is adding a loyalty program to its virtual brand. Customers will be able to earn points when they order food directly on wowbao.com, which they can then exchange for Bao Bucks to spend on future orders. Wow Bao said it is the first virtual brand rewards program on a national scale and that it will allow the brand to learn more about its customers. The steamed bun concept began as a brick and mortar chain, but has since expanded primarily by licensing its menu to other restaurants as a delivery only offering.
The smoothie category has grown in the last couple of years, emerging juice and smoothie concepts opening and expanding and the big players gaining traffic and sales. Tropical Smoothie Cafe leads the pack with close to 1,100 locations and a menu that balances food and beverages and health and indulgence. Director of Menu Innovation Christy Bullock believes in the power of LTOs and launches 5 to 6 promotions a year, mixing food and smoothies equally.
And that'll do it for today's edition of RB Daily. Find a new episode every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jonathan Mays.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.